Tullus was quite good at finding that one flaw, that one attribute a person possessed that could be annoying, and ripping them to shreds over it. He wrote poems about men who mispronounced their words, who wrote bad poetry, and stole napkins. But it's not the acts alone that provoked a response, no. It's the ignorance. That misguided assumption that not only are they doing something acceptable, but they should be proud of it. In Catullus 39, nicknamed the Smiling Spaniard, Catullus takes aim at an alleged lover of lesbias, Catullus' own lover, an Iberian named Ignatius, and zeroes in on something that Ignatius is likely quite proud of, his white teeth. Ignatius is incredibly proud of his teeth, which he brushes every day and shows them off on all occasions. And Catullus has a slight problem with that. So the reason, according to Catullus at least, that Ignatius' teeth are so white is because he whitens them with his urine. Now, we don't actually know that Romans washed their teeth with urine, though they did use it in the washing of laundry. What we do know, however, is that urine contains ammonia, which is a key agent in all modern bleach products. And it is sterile, so it's actually less likely to infect you than you might think. So technically speaking, piss is a viable mouthwash if you're out of basically everything else. Joke's on Catullus this time. It turns out drinking your own urine isn't that bad. The poem is structured to build up to the insult. It comes off as backhanded politeness. Notice how he expresses concern, frames it as friendly advice. You can practically see Catullus sneering when he says it. His poems could be quite invective when he wanted them to be, especially as poems during this time period, the late Republican era of Rome, were usually read out loud to a crowd, which is likely what Catullus would have wanted, to embarrass Ignatius in front of everybody. Catullus uses halting iambics in this poem. Halting iambics are essentially like a regular iambic meter, except the final syllable is long instead of short. This draws out the ending of each line and causes the audience to notice the change in rhythm, making them hang on to Catullus's words. Looking at his framing, you'll see he uses the words quod and si very frequently because he wants to frame this poem as friendly advice as opposed to an order. He will also repeat the word ridet, he smiles, throughout the poem to emphasize the act that inspires his annoyance. Catullus does a lot of beating around the bush to build anticipation, as his long aside about the various kinds of ethnicities Ignatius isn't illustrates. That section in particular is meant to drag on a long time, as indicated by his frequent use of the word out. He means to exhaust all possibilities before taking Ignatius to task. And that's what makes the poem so effective, because it's fairly straight-laced the whole way through, and then he hits you with, so the more polished your teeth are, the more of your own urine they announce you to have drunk, line. It slowly becomes more direct until he's actually addressing Ignatius, which is when it gets more invective. So listen carefully. Ignatius, because he has teeth so bright, smiles endlessly. If someone makes an impassioned plea from the bench, causing his fellows to weep, he smiles. If, at the funeral of some dignified boy, the people grieve, his mother, heartbroken, her only son dead, weeps, cut down so tragically before his time, and Ignatius, he smiles. Whatever it is, whenever it is, whatever he's doing, there's that smile. It's like some sickness, or else he thinks it refined. I certainly think not. Who does he think he is? He smiles. It falls to me to warn you, dearest Ignatius. Now, if you were Roman, or a Sabine, or a Tiberanian, or one of those dull Umbrians, or a fat Etruscan, or some poor toothy Lanuvian, or even a Transpadane like myself, or really anyone who cleans their teeth with clean water, I would still be so disquieted by your ceaseless smiling. So I request, stop smiling, for nothing is worse than a stupid smile. Now you are an Iberian, and in Iberia, and correct me if I'm wrong, when a man awakens, he is to rub his mouth raw with a certain wasteful substance. and he smiles, so that the brighter your teeth shine, the more waste you have consumed. So you, Ignatius, with teeth so bright, must have sipped from your own fountain quite a bit, and still you smile.
Ignatius quod candidos abedentes, renidet usque quaque, sare ventimst, subselium corator excitat fletum, renidet ille. Sad pii rogam fili, rugetur orba cum flet unicum mater, renidet ille. Quid est, ubi cum quest, quod cum quagit, renidet. Unc abet morbum, neque legantet arbitror neque urbanum. Quare monendemst, temihi bon Ignati. Surbanus esses, aut Sabinus, aut Tiburs, aut Pinguis Umber, aut Obesus Utruscus, aut Lanuinus ateratque dentatus, aut Transpadanus ut meos quoque atingam. Tamen renidere usque quaque tenolem, nam risu ineptu res ineptior nullae est. Nunc celt iberes, celte birria intera, quod quisque minxit hoc sibi solet mane, dentatque russam defregare gingivam. Quiste veste expolitior deins est, hoc tamplius bibise praedicelor.